Welcome to the Young Crones Cafe, where you can get a magic brew full of all sorts of information, both witchy and practical.
Grab a cup of coffee and join us. I'm Elizabeth, a wordsmith.
And I'm Dave, a modern-day sage.
We are going to talk about various witchcraft and life topics from a slightly more mature perspective, at least most of the time.
Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. This is Elizabeth from the Young Crones Cafe podcast, minus Dave the Sage, who is dealing with some major health issues and will not be available to record like we would normally do this week, where we do our segments. So we're going to flip it. I'm giving you an extra with a bunch of little stuff in it. If you wanted to send some healing energy Dave's way, I'm sure he'd be happy to use it as he can and appropriately. And so it's just me at the moment. However, I do want to talk about the fact that we will have a regularly scheduled podcast next week with all of our segments, so things will just be flipped around, and Dave and I will adapt to the new recording schedule as required. For just a second, I want to talk to you about adaptability as a witch. One of the reasons that witchcraft works so well as a practice and a faith or whatever you want to do with it is that we have the ability to pick and choose what we need to do at any given moment and adapt to circumstances, often those cosmic occurrences that are beyond our control. As I said, Dave was hoping to be able to record all week and it didn't work out, so I'm putting this together a little bit at the last minute for you all. One thing I want to talk about is, briefly, we will soon be coming to an end of all the metaphysical kernels of thought that we have been talking about for months, actually years, in our book, The Tradition of the Path. And we were trying to figure out where we're going next. And we think we've come up with a great idea. We are going to delve into a year of our ritual practices. So for the next year, once we get done with metaphysical kernels of thought, which should be mid-August if things work out the way they're supposed to, we will begin talking about what we're doing and why we're doing it. Everything from dark moon celebrations to the knots and cross quarter times and the ritualization of the everyday, which we believe is important. In fact, right now I'm sitting here thinking ahead. My birthday is upcoming in July, and I am planning to do a ritual because, believe it or not, this crone is going to turn the age where I have to start contemplating actual retirement, which is interesting in that respect. It's another means of adapting and overcoming. You know, we do that. It's part of life. In a 12-step program, they would call that life on life's terms. In fact, right now, just to give you an update, I finished my novel, which was a real departure for me, and it's up on Amazon. It's called Home Place, two words, by Elizabeth Chapman, where the old gods and new gods are part of a neighborhood in an anonymous city somewhere, and the adventures of a young woman who comes to the city to try and have a musical career. And there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff that goes on. And as part of this, I have also written a series of short stories, which hopefully will be published sometime this year. And I am struggling my way through a sequel of where things happened 4 years later. However, that's just my personal stuff, and it's a way to keep me sane in terms of living with these characters who took up residence in my head when I decided, with the influence of Sue before she passed, to actually sit down and write a novel every day. And one of the commitments I have for my personal practice is I sit down and do a mini creativity ritual every morning where I then bang out at least 500 words, and I then put it away and not look at it, because as a writer, my automatic response is, well, that's crap, and we'll throw it away and start over again tomorrow. But then nothing gets done. And as long as I leave it alone, I start accumulating enough words to create something. I find it interesting in that respect. However, back to the topic of adaptability. We all have those occurrences in our lives where we're moving along in what we think is a nice smooth spot of our path, and all of a sudden there is a detour or a giant hole, or it backtracks, or you end up in front of almost what you consider an impenetrable barrier. At this point, it is a good idea, and we've done it before, to I don't know, maybe practice a little divination and look at how you, you know, how you ended up here. And if you continue on your present course, what the results will be, and if it's going to work out in your own estimation, in what you wish or want or need, then you leave stuff alone. And if not, you get to change course and try something different. One of the things I have often done is go back and look at practices I haven't used in a very long time when I find me put myself personally in one of those spots. Oftentimes, if I return to my foundations, which is part of the times of Beltane for us, where we look at those foundations of our practices and say, okay, why was this useful before? Is this something I might want to reintegrate into my personal practices? Or is this something I would leave alone? Or is this something I can adapt and try to use in a new and different way? I invite you to take a minute this week to look at a couple of your personal practices and see, is it something that you learned when you first started practicing? If you're further along on the path than just someone who's starting out, if you're just starting out, try different practices and figure out what works for you now. And that's just as valid when you are much farther along the path. Sometimes you need to try something new, or as I said, return to your foundations and figure out where you started and how you got to where you are. And at that point, there's usually a new opening on the path if you need it. So Dave will be back next week, being his usual sageness into the podcast, and the two of us will probably end up down another couple of rabbit holes. But as I said, new segment in August is going to be set, and it's going to be exciting. I look forward to sharing what we do, why we do it, and how we do it. And by the way, just so you know, you can do virtual in a Google Meet. We have discovered that there is an energy when you are connected that way. We learned during COVID that it works, and we keep doing it a lot because sometimes it is much easier to be in two different places but still want to practice with someone else. So with that being said, until next time, may you find mirth and reverence in all things. And as Dave with the Sage would say,
be safe, be kind, and be loved.
Until next week. Well, it looks like the coffee cups are empty for this week. We hope you join us again next Tuesday, but you can find us at our website, twoyoungcrones.com. That's the number 2, Young Crones.
We'd love to have you join our growing online Discord community. Check out our new Patreon presence. Just look for Young Crones Cafe. Through Patreon, you'll be able to make it to our Discord. We are also Young Crones Cafe on Twitter and Facebook.
Until then, remember, we are witches who work with energies to affect change.
We are believers in both immanent and transcendent divine.
We are celebrants of the passage of the solar and lunar cycles.
We are hedge walkers who pass back and forth between the worlds of the magical and the mundane.
We are seekers of knowledge.
And we are walkers of a spiritual tradition we call the path.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.